As 2020 comes to an end, I don't think it's a year any of us will soon forget. This is Lisa Berry, and in fact, I often have a keen sense we're marking history in the middle of everything going on. And leading one of our local communities is the mayor of Ann Arbor, and it's time for our Year in Review annual interview. So welcome Mayor Christopher Taylor of Ann Arbor.
Well, thanks for having me.
How would you describe this past year for you and for the city of Ann Arbor?
Well, you know, it's been obviously a very difficult one for the community. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit Ann Arbor hard, like it has so many places throughout our county, state, and country. You know, we've had folks, of course, suffer, you know, personal heartbreak and loss, and we've had, you know, economic losses as well. And naturally, too, the social losses, the loss that comes from the ability to congregate, and it's been a difficult time.
I recently heard the budget shortfall in Ann Arbor described as grim. What is your take on that?
Well, another impact of the COVID-19 pandemic is, you know, the effect on the municipal organization. Most of our revenue comes in, of course, or a great deal of our revenue comes in from property taxes, and property taxes tend to be fairly stable, particularly in a jurisdiction that has a fair bit of headroom under the Headley Amendment. But we do have some variable income, and that comes in most particularly in the form of parking revenue. We get about 20% of the parking revenue in Ann Arbor through the arrangement we have with the Downtown Development Authority. And we are going to, you know, be short, you know, many millions of dollars this year and next year as well. And that's going to hurt.
Is that because people aren't coming downtown?
That's right. I mean, obviously, you know, so many of us are finding ways to work remotely. We're not able to enjoy the, you know, the arts and culture and shopping downtown. And so the parking system is way below capacity, way below standard levels.
And does Ann Arbor have a pretty healthy reserve fund, and will you be dipping into that?
We do have an excellent reserve fund. You know, we have been in quite good financial shape over the past number of years. We, you know, our bond rating is quite good. We are at the top end of our fund balance policy. And so we do have reserves to make it through without substantial cuts or diminution of services. But going forward, it will be difficult as the impact of COVID-19 extends and if we do not receive aid from the federal or state governments.
2020 brought a lot of new faces and new energy to several positions leading the city. Let's start at the top with your new-ish city manager, Tom Crawford.
Well, as folks know, I was very much against the termination of our prior city administrator. I thought Mr. Lazarus was doing an excellent job. However, with his termination by council, we have gone forward and hired City Administrator Tom Crawford, and I enjoyed working with Tom very much. He is he's an Ann Arborite of long standing. He loves the community, and he has a great working relationship with everyone, and I think is going to do great things with us.
And several new members on Ann Arbor City Council?
That's exactly right. You know, this has been a change election here in Ann Arbor, and we have five new City Council members coming to join the board, and I'm incredibly excited about working with them. You know, each one of these council members is smarter, more thoughtful, and caring than the next. And you know, I think that we are going to be able to coalesce around a vision of Ann Arbor that is forward-looking. I think we're going to coalesce around a way of doing business that is courteous and that respects staff and science. And I think that we're going to accomplish quite a lot.
And going all the way to the top here, there will be a new president in the White House sooner versus later. And I think that would still have some impact on Ann Arbor, will it not?
That's exactly right. You know, we have not experienced a federal government that's been particularly interested in making progress on a whole range of issues that are of great importance to Ann Arbor. We've not had a federal government that is interested in the sustainability and efficacy of, you know, of government up and down the line. With the new administration, I think we're going to have, once again, a partner in the White House, a partner in the executive branch, and that can mean only good things for Ann Arbor.
And some environmental concerns will carry over that seem to have been going on for several years now, including environmental concerns about carbon neutrality. Is that something that you can keep in the budget with all the pressures you're feeling right now financially?
in Ann Arbor, we have one of the achievements of this past year was the passage of the A2Zero carbon neutrality plan, a plan to move the entire Ann Arbor community to carbon neutrality by the year 2030. Taking action, taking fast action on climate change is a moral imperative, and it's something that I'm committed to work towards, and it's something that I think the municipal organization is committed to work towards. And frankly, I think it's something the community is willing to work towards. There will be sacrifice associated with it. There will be the need to be creative and innovative associated with it. But the bottom line is carbon neutrality is something we need to achieve as a, you know, as a city, as a state, as a country, as a, well, frankly, a world. And we need to start at home. And so that's something I'm committed to continuing to work on doggedly with so many outstanding partners, both elected in the community and on staff. We're fortunate to have a tremendous leadership in the Office of Sustainability and Innovation by Dr. Missy Stultz. And, you know, she's just outstanding, works with staff, council, and the community so well. And, you know, we're looking forward to working with them.
And would it be accurate to say that the Gelman Plume cleanup plan remains unresolved?
Well, that's correct. You know, we have for a few years now been engaged in a process of negotiation with the polluter alongside our partners at the state, county, and in Scioto Township with the Huron River Watershed Council. That negotiation did not bear fruit, unfortunately. And now we're going to be in state court with a substantive hearing before the judge sometime in March. And I'm hopeful that the judge will issue an order that will accelerate cleanup and improve monitoring. We also are on a parallel track going to be asking the governor to go forward and, you know, seek EPA engagement in the effort to have the site declared a Superfund site.
I feel like there's so much to talk to with you, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, but I want to ask you about a highlight of this past year, and then after that, possibly, what would you call the low light of 2020 for the city of Ann Arbor as its mayor?
Sure. Well, those are both pretty easy questions ultimately, because the highlights and lowlights, in my view, are plain. You know, I guess I'll take the rough one first, and that is, you know, COVID-19. We've suffered physical and emotional loss. We've suffered economic loss. We've suffered civic loss. The impact of the pandemic on people with respect to their health, with respect to their jobs, you know, on students and families. It's been difficult and devastating. And, you know, we can only begin now to understand, the impacts that the pandemic is going to have over the years to come. Thankfully, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There are safe and effective vaccines that are getting rolled out. But it's going to be part of our community, part of our culture for years to come.
And what's the highlight?
The highlight, and I'm incredibly excited about this, is the passage of Proposal C, the Affordable Housing Millage. You know, Washtenaw County is the eighth most economically segregated county in the country. And that means, of course, where there's economic segregation, there's racial segregation, segregation along a wide range of demographies. With respect to Ann Arbor, you know, that means that we are becoming more and more racially segregated every day as the city becomes more and more unaffordable. We need to build thousands of units of new permanent affordable housing throughout the city if we're going to turn the corner on this, if we're going to prevent and reverse economic and racial segregation in our community. Community partners, this is led by a community effort. Partners for Affordable Housing did some groundwork laying for a millage. They brought it to City Council. City Council said yes. We moved forward and asked the voters for a one-mill millage, 20 years, to promote affordable housing and services associated with affordable housing. And the voters said yes. And that means that we are going to be able over the next 20 years, and I hope we get started on the front end with that, we're going to be able to build somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 units of new permanent affordable housing on city parcels. And that's going to be a tremendous step forward in making our community, you know, reflect the demographics of the county and building us into the welcoming, multi-hued, multi-variable, pluralistic community that we to which we all aspire.
How soon do you think we'll see something along those lines?
Well, we are analyzing city parcels, on the right now. I don't know when exactly we're going to have our first groundbreaking, but I'd be disappointed if this time next year we didn't have some kind of real progress.
So much to talk about, and we always appreciate you talking to us, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, and hopefully you had a happy holiday and a happy and healthy new year.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to WEMU, a community resource of news and jazz, and one of the media lights in town. So thank you for the conversation as well.